Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daniela Bellotta. A horrific crash involving 75 cars on Interstate 77 in Virginia near the North Carolina border. Three people are dead and 25 have been rushed to nearby hospitals. Fog is being blamed, and Jeremy Gravely, who works at the local Shoney's restaurant, isn't surprised.
Most mountain ranges, you know, they run kind of from north to south. This one here kind of goes east to west, so it just catches all the weather and it just makes a mess. Ideal, I guess, conditions for that kind of thing to happen.
The interstate is shut down in both directions while emergency crews untangle the mess of metal. Coincidence or targeted assassinations? That's what police in Kaufman, Texas are trying to figure out after a second district attorney is murdered.
2 months ago to the day, Kaufman County District Attorney Mike McClellan's top assistant was ambushed and shot to death outside his office. McClellan was outraged.
This has never been done before. I do not want it to happen again.
It has happened to McClellan himself. He and his wife were murdered in their home. As for a connection between the killings, says Sheriff David Burns,
I can't say that. No, we have nothing indicating that for sure.
But it's a possibility that investigators are exploring. Jim Ryan, ABC News in Dallas-Fort Worth.
More patients of an Oklahoma oral surgeon accused of using dirty tools are expected to show up at a clinic in Tulsa tomorrow when it reopens to be screened for hepatitis and HIV. 7,000 adults and children may have been exposed. Nelson Mandela, he is still a fighter. Doctors say his condition has further improved. He's battling lung infection at his home in Johannesburg. Many are leaving little notes on stones, including this young boy.
We're just writing stuff down on the rocks, like get well soon and lots of love.
Mandela is 94 years old. Pope Francis marking Christianity's most joyous day with a passionate plea for world peace. After presiding over his first Easter Mass as Pope, Francis hopped into the Popemobile and greeted the crowd in St. Peter's Square. This is ABC News.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
Hillary Clinton may not be done with politics. A new report surfacing today says the former First Lady and Secretary of State is considering another run for president. No comment from Clinton, but ABC News chief political correspondent George Stephanopoulos says keeping quiet may be a shrewd tactic.
What it does do is kind of freeze the field, makes it much more difficult for other potential candidates like New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, even Vice President Joe Biden, to get the kind of support they need because she's out there as the, you know, the 800-pound gorilla in the race.
He says a lot of Democrats and major fundraisers want Hillary to give it another go. President Obama attended Easter services at St. John's Episcopal Church near the White House. The first family walked there, and on the way out, the president stopped to say,
Happy Easter, everybody.
While the White House tours have been shut down to the sequester, due to the sequester, the traditional Easter egg roll on the South Lawn tomorrow morning will take place, as is tradition. Daniela Bellotta, ABC News.
KLIF News and Information in the afternoon
with Kurt Gilchrist.
Monday, head over to our Twitter account, 570KLIF, and check out the video we posted there. It's headcam footage of a Dallas firefighter heading into a burning house. Amazing footage, and we'll talk about it. Also, baseball season, it's underway. How'd the Rangers look? We'll talk about it Monday, 3 to 6, right here on KLAF.
News and information in the afternoon.
News and information, 570 AM, 96.3 FM, HD2.
KLAF.
Men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where CEOs, business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous entrepreneurs, business celebrities, and the Playmakers team of experts. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, speaker, coach, trainer, and master at helping clients grow their business through success skills, leadership development, sales, time management, customer service, communication skills, and behavior change. He's helped generate millions in sales for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Welcome to another edition of Playmakers Talk Show. We have a great show today. We're going to talk about two different things. We're going to talk about growing business with social networking inside your organization. But first, we're going to talk about a remarkable place for remarkable people. Our first guest on Playmakers Talk Show is Carla Weiland. She's the CEO of Camp Summit. Now, Camp Summit is a not-for-profit sleepaway camp for children and adults with special needs. Carla joined Camp Summit in 2003, and she has a varied background in nonprofit and camp management. She's worked with numerous camps throughout the country. She served as president of the Texoma section of the American America Camp Association. She's inspired by all of her campers and continues to be an advocate for camping and providing services for individuals with disabilities. Now, here's a mission of Camp Summit. Is to provide a barrier-free outdoor experience that promote personal growth and foster independence for children and adults with disabilities. Well, there's a lot of information introducing Carla. Carla, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
First thing you need to do is tell us, this is a big question, but tell us, what is Camp Summit?
Camp Summit is a very traditional sleepaway camp or resident camp for children and adults who have disabilities. Our campers come to us starting at age 6, and we have no upper age limit. So adults, we've had an adult as old as 87 come to camp. That's been our oldest camper to date. And then every camper that comes to camp does have a disability, whether that's an intellectual disability, a physical disability, a combination of disabilities. We serve all folks, and we just, as long as we can medically handle their condition, then they are welcome to come to camp.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Camp Summit began in 1947.
Correct. It did.
And I know of one camper. I don't think this is the person you mentioned, but one camper has been coming since the 50s.
Yeah, we have a camper who this summer will be actually his 59th summer to come to camp.
So there are no limitations.
There are no limitations. It has been a lifelong experience for this camper, for Freddie. And he looks forward to it every time he can come to camp.
Now, you have camps pretty much all throughout the year, but different types of camps. And I was looking at your website, and for those that would like to check it out, it's campsummittx.org. And you have summer, fall, spring break, all different types of camps. How do they differ?
We do. We have week-long sessions, as you mentioned, in the summer and the fall and over spring break. And those sessions are generally in the summer. They're age and disability specific. So a session will be held. It'll be adults with physical challenges. And then the next week might be kids with intellectual disabilities. So we vary our sessions and group our campers together so you're with your peers. Now in the fall is really focused on our adult campers, anyone 16 years of age and up. And then we do mixed disabilities. So it's still within an age group. Once they are registered for camp, we actually then assign cabins also based on age groups. So even though we may have a wide range of age at camp at one time, the cabins then are separated by age again so that everyone, like you or I, are with their peers.
Now, you have about 3 to 4 campers per cabin, so it's relatively small for a living environment.
It's actually
not a lot of
10 campers or 8 camp, I'm sorry, 8 campers per cabin with 6 staff. We have a very close ratio. It's a 2-to-1 ratio, so for every 2 campers, there's a counselor. In addition to that, we have other staff at camp as well.
Well, I'm looking at your website right now. Summer camp is specific. I'm looking at about 12 or 13 different weeks, and I can see there's specific types of campers would come at different times because it's focused just on that type of disability.
Correct. Right.
So is your staff, and I know a lot of them are volunteers that volunteer for this, are they trained specifically for different types of disabilities? Is that how you bring them in?
No, our staff is actually trained to handle all of our campers, regardless of their age or their disability. So prior to our season beginning, we do 1 to 2 weeks of training with our staff and actually help them understand who our campers are, the traditions of Camp Summit, and what our goals are for that season of camp.
Well, for the listeners of Playmakers Talk Show, you may have been listening over the last few weeks, and during this show, you'll hear a promotional spot for Camp Summit for something coming up, which we'll talk about in just a moment. But I was amazed that you have campers in wheelchairs. These are campers that can't walk that actually will ride horses and go down zip lines.
Absolutely. We have a variety of activities, very traditional. If any of you went to camp as a child, same kind of activities, horseback riding, swimming, the ropes challenge course, arts and crafts, nature study, fishing, kind of list will go on and on. But we simply adapt everything that we do to the needs of our campers.
And one of the events that Camp Summit has, again, we'll talk about this in a few moments, is called Boots and Bandanas. And during that event, parents of campers will come up and talk about their children. And from what I hear from them, the number one event these campers look forward to each year is Camp Summit.
Yes.
Matter of fact, the parents also.
Oh, they do. The camp is a great opportunity for the camper, obviously, who doesn't want to go to camp and have a good time. That's great, and it's a wonderful outcome. But the parents also look forward to it probably almost as much, if not more, in some cases, for that week of camp that their loved one gets to come to camp. It's a week that they get of respite. For many parents, it might be the only week out of the entire year that they are not responsible for the 24-hour day care of their loved one. And that's a huge impact on a family. So many times the parents will have that week not only to kind of refresh and renew their marriage, but also spend time with the other siblings within the family that don't have the extra time when their sibling is at home with them.
So for a lot of kids, this is their first time away from their parents.
Yes.
And for the parents, this is the first time they've been away from their child. Which is a learning and growing experience right there, too. One of the events that you, or the programs you have on your website, is the Ropes Challenge course.
Right.
Now, these kids go through that, too?
They do. It's a modified Ropes Challenge course, but every camper, regardless of their disability, can go through every element on the course. We will put every camper in a harness, and they will go through and participate in each of the elements to the best of their ability, and staff will go right alongside them and help them do that. Even if they don't walk typically, they will help move their legs in that fashion so they still get the same sensation you or I would get in going through that element. And of course, the highlight for everyone is the last element, the zip line, and they get on top of the tower, and then we have a 150-foot zip line that they get to fly down.
I know adults who are scared to death to even consider going down a zip line. Here are kids that in many cases can't walk and are going down a zip line.
And it's a great freeing experience for them. You know, it's the one time they're out of their chair, they get to be free, just like any of their classmates at school or their friends that have experienced it. So it is wonderful. We have, you know, several campers that the average person probably meeting them would think there was no way they could get up the on the tower and go down the zip line or up on a horse, and we can do it.
So you're acknowledging their disabilities.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But you are treating these campers just like any other camper that goes to camp every year.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. We want them to have the same experience that you and I had when we went to camp.
Now, a lot of what Camp Summit does is provide these camps for students, but financial considerations are not a problem.
Sure.
Child or the parents don't have enough money. How do they work with you on that?
They do. We have a sliding scale fee that we will utilize for every camper based on their household income. And then in addition to that, we have camperships available for every camper that needs it. And 90% of our campers do require some sort of financial assistance. And we recognize that. And we certainly do not want anyone to not come to camp because of their inability to pay. We will have assistance for them. We work hard all year to raise that money through our special events and other fundraising efforts to ensure that every camper coming to camp has the opportunity and the financial piece is not a barrier.
And there are some great ways that Camp Summit raises money to make sure they have the finances available for these campers. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us. We'll take a short break. This is PlaymakersTalkShow.com. Are you a CEO, business owner, or entrepreneur who's achieved outstanding success, or do you know someone who has? Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF. The Playmakers Talk Show is all about leaders who have made it happen in their field or business. We're looking for these high-achieving playmakers as guests on our Playmakers Talk Show. Who are the high-achieving playmakers that you'd like to nominate? Right now, go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and tell us who's the most outstanding playmaker you know.
I'm Corey Mencken with the ASPCA, asking you to join our No Pet Store Puppies campaign and take our pledge not to buy anything at pet stores or on websites that sell puppies. Chances are that the cute puppy in the window or on the internet came from a puppy mill, a large-scale commercial breeding operation where dogs are housed in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions without adequate veterinary care, food, water, or socialization. Help the ASPCA end puppy mill cruelty by taking our pledge at nopetstorepuppies.com.
I think I'm losing my memory, and it's real scary. Lately, I can't remember people's names, my appointments. I can't even find my keys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Larry McCleary. I'm a board-certified brain surgeon, and I can help you. I personally developed Lucidol to improve memory, concentration, and focus. I'm so confident that Lucidol will work for you, I put my name on it.
Lucidol is safe and clinically shown to improve memory, concentration, and focus. And Lucidol is fast. It is so effective, you could notice a difference in the very first week. Call 800-527-8851. Call now and qualify for a free bottle.
Let me help you now. You deserve to have your memory. That's why I developed Lucidol.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Lucidol and protect those precious memories. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Call 800-527-8851. 800-527-8851. That's 800-527-8851.
CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners, if 2013 will be your breakout year, listen closely because the tools necessary for this year's success are available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Our clients are achieving outstanding success results throughout their sales, leadership, and staff teams by using proven methods to help their people not only retain new information, but also give them the tools necessary to implement new skills immediately. They're doing this through leadership results, quantum leap sales, coaching for improved performance, outrageous customer service, and effective time management. Additional success is just around the corner. So if high-result people development is in your organizational plans for you to move to the next level, go right now to pdcchange.com. That's pdcchange.com. And let us know when we can help move you toward your best year ever in 2013.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. Again, I'm Steve Klein. We're having an unusual program today because we're going to be talking about social networking inside your organization in just a few moments. We're currently talking to Carla Weiland. She is the CEO of Camp Summit. We've been talking about the different types of opportunities for campers at Camp Summit. But Carla, I want to ask you about some of the events you have. The first one is the one that listeners are hearing throughout this program and they've heard over the last few weeks, which is your annual golf tournament. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a great event that we will be holding on April 22nd out at Bear Creek Golf Club, and it's a typical golf tournament that we will hold to raise money for our campership program and the support of our campers. It's a scramble setup. It will be a shotgun start that afternoon, and it's a really fun day. We start with lunch prior to the tournament, and then we'll have several contests going on throughout the day, and then with an awards dinner in the evening.
If you want more information about that, obviously you can go to campsummittx.org or go to our website, which is playmakerstalkshow.com. On the right, you'll see the information about the golf tournament. And again, it's April 22nd. That's a Monday at Bear Creek, which is right there at the airport. And your lunch starts about 11:30.
Correct.
And shotgun start at 1:30, including dinner and awards afterwards.
Right.
So it's a
right.
full day, and they can have a lot of fun. The one that I have been to, because I'm not a golfer, is the one you have annually in the fall, I believe, the first Thursday in November, which is Boots and Bandanas. Tell
right.
us about that.
It's another fun event for an evening out. It is a casual gala on a Thursday evening down at Eddie Dean's Ranch, and it is a dinner, live auction, and silent auction. And at that event, we usually have a parent and a camper come and share kind of their story about Camp Summit and what it means to them to come to camp.
So it's not only do people have a lot of fun, but they have a chance to purchase some things for themselves too, including, must have been 2 or 3 years ago, they have some unusual items there, including a Rolls Royce.
Yes.
That was up for auction.
That's right.
So if you're interested in anything unusual, definitely mark that down your calendars for Boots and Bandanas. And you also have something else going on this month on April 27th, which is your annual work day.
We do. It's an event that we do hold annually with our maintenance staff, and all of the staff and volunteers come together. It's a day with about 150 people that come out to camp and help us get camp ready for the summer season. So there's painting, weather sealing, raking of leaves, small repair projects, planting plants, and just beautifying the camp and getting it ready for our over 800 campers that will join us this summer.
150 people show up?
At least.
That's a lot of people. Yeah. But you continually are looking for volunteers for your camping staff. Is that correct?
That's correct. We could not do what we do every year without the support of volunteers in the community. The workday is a big one, but also every one of our sessions, whether it's the summer, the fall, or a weekend session, we staff with some volunteers. So we have some paid staff in the summer and the fall, and then all weekend sessions are volunteer. And we get our volunteers all over the Metroplex primarily, but a lot of college students from UNT and TWU and the community colleges here in town.
And you were telling me during the break that the staff during the summer is paid.
They are.
But this is not something that you could live on, I'm guessing. It's a small stipend for each one.
It is a stipend. They get paid during their time at camp, as well as room and board. And who wouldn't want camp food every day?
There you go. There you go.
It's perfect.
Now, you also you're always in the process of working to raise money. We talked about the golf tournament and Boots and Bandanas. You have something that is kind of in the wings right now. You're looking at another location?
We are. We will be, we will need to move our location for the camp eventually. And we are looking at a possibility right now of a place to go for that.
And so, right now you're in Argyle.
We are currently in Argyle. Yes, we are.
Okay. There's a number of ways that anybody can help support Camp Summit. On your website, you have a wish list, and on there you have a number of different items that you were looking for continually.
Right.
So I'm sure you go through a number of items.
We do. We do. And that list is always changing and updating the needs that we have at camp.
There's also a camp store. And I had never seen that before, but there's a lot of items that they can purchase that have Camp Summit on it. To help
right.
support camps. I'm looking right now. There's a whole page full of shirts and bags and lots of stuff
right.
that they can
right.
purchase with Camp
Summit. Campers love that, as well as the staff.
You're involved. You've been doing this since 2003, so this is your 10th anniversary?
Right. It is.
But you have another job, too.
And
that job involves four-legged creatures?
It does.
Tell us about what you do with dogs.
In my spare time.
Your spare time, that's
In
right.
In my spare time. I raise future service dogs or future guide dogs for the blind. So It's a lot of fun, and it works in well with Camp Summit because the dogs are very adaptable, and our campers love seeing and watching one of those the dogs grow and become a service dog. So.
Now, you're getting puppies. How old are they when you get them?
They're about 8 weeks old.
And you keep them how long?
Until they're about 14 or 15 months old, and then they move on to the second phase of their training.
So if anybody likes playing with dogs and wants to have dogs at their place of business, you might want to check Camp Summit out because there's always a dog. And usually they are retrievers.
Golden retrievers or Labradors. And currently the dog I have is a cross, half golden and half lab.
Really? So, and what's his name?
Luke.
Luke?
Yes.
And he's about how old now?
He is 6 months old.
6 months old. So you'll have him for another
8 months, at least.
Well, good. So. Do you have a hard time saying goodbye?
Always.
I would think so. So Camp Summit, if you go to campsummit.com, you'll get, or rather, campsummittx.org, you'll get a lot of information about Camp Summit. Again, you can go to playmakerstalkshow.com to get additional information. But is there any other way that people can get a hold of you to find out more about the financial support that you're looking for?
Absolutely. We can always be reached either via the website or at the office at 972-484-8900.
And again, if you are a golfer, please put the 19th Annual Golf Tournament on your calendar, and that's going to be Monday, April 22nd. And I'm guessing that you would prefer for them to sign up ahead of time rather than showing up that day.
It would help greatly to do that.
Good.
Yes.
Carla Weiland, she is the CEO of Camp Summit. Again, Camp Summit is a barrier-free outdoor experience that promotes personal growth and fosters independence for children and adults with disabilities. Please check that out, campsummittx.org. I'm Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show, and we're going to be back in just a few moments talking about social networking inside your organization. Stay tuned. Are you a CEO, business owner, or entrepreneur who's achieved outstanding success, or do you know someone who has? Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF. The Playmakers Talk Show is all about leaders who have made it happen in their field or business. We're looking for these high-achieving playmakers as guests on our Playmakers Talk Show. Who are the high-achieving playmakers that you'd like to nominate? Right now, go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and tell us who's the most outstanding playmaker you know.
I'm Corey Mencken with the ASPCA, asking you to join our No Pet Store Puppies campaign and take our pledge not to buy anything at pet stores or on websites that sell puppies. Chances are that the cute puppy in the window or on the internet came from a puppy mill, a large-scale commercial breeding operation where dogs are housed in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions without adequate veterinary care, food, water, or socialization. Help the ASPCA end puppy mill cruelty by taking our pledge at NoPetStorePuppies.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is America's top acne system because it's fast and gentle, and it's all about prevention. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Do you have troubled skin, acne? With Proactiv, you can heal your acne and help prevent new breakouts. Right now, in this radio area, we're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactiv works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactiv risk-free for 60 days. And you get our dermatologist's clear skin or it's free guarantee. Plus, the trial includes our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer, plus free shipping. Be one of the 50 lucky people to complete this 60-day risk-free trial. You won't see this offer in stores or on TV. It's a radio exclusive. Supplies are limited and free shipping ends soon. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-583-7671. That's 1-800-583-7671.
Attention golfers, keep the date of April 22nd open. Camp Summit, a non-for-profit sleepaway camp for children and adults with special needs, is looking for golfers for their 19th annual benefit golf tournament, April 22nd at Bear Creek at DFW Airport. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program in Argyle, Texas, which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. There are no other camps in our region and only a handful of camps in the U.S. that offer a camping program comparable to Camp Summit. The program is unique because campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, and the program has no upper age limit for adult campers. But Camp Summit needs your help. Again, the 19th annual benefit golf tournament is April 22nd at the Bear Creek Golf Club. All of the proceeds directly benefit the camping program and the remarkable campers of Camp Summit. So go right now to campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. This segment, we're going to talk a little bit about social media, but in a little different way. Many of you have developed your online community on Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, but now what do companies do? There needs to be a way to drive engagement. There's opportunities in organizations, and our next guest, John Lee, is going to talk about that. John is the CEO of Digital Growth Strategies. He had a 20-year career working at a number of Dallas advertising agencies, such as the Richards Group, Timber McLean, Kalis and Sedai, and running marketing at howto.com during the first internet boom. And John formed social media consultancy Digital Growth Strategies in September of 2008, so just about 4.5 years old. He works with both business-to-consumer and business-to-business brands. The mission of Digital Growth Strategies is to help clients drive growth through a strategic and integrated approach to social networking technologies. John, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
With all that, and you and I spoke at coffee once a few weeks ago, and I was intrigued about what you do, which is one of the reasons why you're here. What do you do?
Well, I mean, it's a good question. Like you said, I come out of the advertising agency background, so I've spent most of my career helping brands develop communications programs, advertising campaigns. And when social media first showed up on the scene about 4 or 5 years ago, I realized that there was an opportunity to really kind of change the way that brands are communicating with customers via social media. So I left the agency world and started Digital Growth Strategies, which is really a social media consultancy. And I help business-to-business and business-to-consumer brands develop a strategic approach to social media, which is a little bit different than a tactical approach.
Well, tell us what that strategic approach is. How do you look at that? What do you do?
Well, the problem with looking at it tactically, let me start tactically first, is that, you know, a lot of people will come to me and say, hey, I would like you to set me up on Facebook, or I need a Twitter page, or I want to be on Pinterest. And that's easy. The cost is minimal. We can be up and tweeting and posting and pinning in no time. But when I ask them why, chances are they look at me and they don't really know why. The fact is, somebody told them about Pinterest, their daughter heard about some new platform, and all of a sudden, that's where they want to be. But we really kind of take a step back and understand what are the overall business objectives. You know, what is it that you're trying to achieve from a business standpoint? And then once we understand that, then we can take a look at social technologies and put together a plan that really approaches that from the business objective standpoint as opposed from a tactical standpoint.
Well, I was extremely interested as you explained this to me, including one fact about knowledge workers. They only spend about 30% of each day looking for information. And
yeah, I mean, it was really a fascinating statistic is, you know, thinking about knowledge workers, people that are working with information as opposed to on a manufacturing line. But those people spend on average 30% of their time every day looking for something.
And my aunt came with.
All right. And you know, they're looking for something, and then 50% of those searches are not successful. Okay, so think about the inefficiency in that system. And that's because content is just widely dispersed. It's in intranets, it's in people's email inboxes, it's in people's folders on hard drives, and it's just very, very inefficient for people to pull out the information that they're looking for in a timely way.
You and I are in totally different businesses. I know very little about what you do, but I'm in the behavior change business, and that's actually the same business that you're in. Tell us why that is the business you're in.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'll give you an example of, you know, one of these platforms that we've recently rolled out for a food service client. This company makes seasoning and flavor blends for restaurant clients. And so their customers are R&D and food scientists and technologists at restaurant brands, food processors like Tyson's, Pilgrim's Pride, and people like that. And we've rolled out an online community in order for these people to come together and engage with the brand just to talk about food. So if you think about how much buzz there is in society right now about food, I mean, you can't turn on the TV and can't go three or four channels without some sort of a cooking show. So there's lots of talk about food. And so the opportunity is to bring these people online, engage with the brand, have rich conversations that will ultimately lead to sales. Now, one of the problems that we're having with that is that it's been difficult to get the salespeople to participate because the community is a no-sales zone. Okay, you cannot sell in the community. A community is a place to exchange information, to get ideas, to build relationships with people, which again eventually will lead to sales. But the salespeople are telling me if I can't sell and if I'm on commission, then why would I spend 5 minutes of my time in this community? And what they don't realize is that by bringing their customers online, by encouraging them to participate, and then by them listening to these conversations, understanding what issues are being raised, then the next time they go out and call on these people, that sales call is going to be much more productive because they've understood what issues these people have without them even asking, right? It's really kind of a free-form environment. And so in order to incentivize those salespeople to participate, you have to come up with new ways really to get them to change their behavior in order to act in this way. And it's proven difficult.
A salesperson's focus is doing things that result in additional business directly. What you're looking at is indirect additional business, which is where the behavior change has to come in, helping them understand that if you do these things, you will receive business over time.
Correct. Exactly. And I think one of the, you know, the big ahas here is that, you know, we're leaving an information economy and we're moving into an innovation economy. And so we all have information right now. We have too much information. And so the opportunity for brands is really to help company or help customers kind of cut through all that information and provide context. When we first started this community, we had people that were going online that were just posting links from other sites. And that doesn't really help anybody because then I don't need to come to your site to get it. I can go to the original destination. And so the opportunity is to provide context. Here is, for instance, here's a list of the top 10 flavor trends. And here are three that we're working on that we really think are important to your business in this way. So it is really, you know, providing that information, providing that context that is going to set yourself apart from the competition that's going to give you the best competitive advantage.
As you were explaining this to me at coffee one day, you gave me a very basic definition of how this worked. It could be an employee at a franchise restaurant operation who has a problem with a customer, or maybe they solved a problem with a customer. This could be the same problem that other employees have at the other 4,000 franchisees across the country. And by using this strategy, people begin to learn immediately with this new information.
Exactly, exactly. Let's say, for instance, you're a franchisee in a system in Boston and you're an operations expert, and I'm a franchisee in Dallas and I'm a marketing expert. Well, tomorrow morning I wake up and I have an operations question. Typically now I'm going to call corporate. Corporate's going to put it on a field marketing manager's list who already has 50 things on that list. Maybe a week goes by before I've ever heard from anybody. And then when they get in touch with me, they really misunderstood my requests. So now I have to start again. And a week or 2 weeks has gone by and we've gotten nowhere. So with this new system, I wake up in the morning, I log on to our internal social network, I search for operations, and instantly I have access to every other franchisee in the system that self-identified themselves as an operations expert just by searching for keywords. So now you and I are communicating directly. We're sharing information. We're sharing best practices. That's all captured in this social network for the benefit of every other franchisee. Corporate has one less thing to worry about, and the system just runs much more efficiently. Now, corporate still has to pay attention because if you give me bad advice, or if you come on the community and start bad-mouthing the brand, the community, the corporate community manager, if you will, has to be paying attention so they can help redirect conversations or address conflicts.
So you're really looking at a new way, a rethinking of a way to run your business through social media.
Yes, exactly.
It's a new thought process in terms of bringing everybody in that community together to help each other.
Right, right. Now, that you know, the challenge with the term social media is that, you know, CEOs don't necessarily think highly of social media, right? They think people are on Facebook or people are on Twitter during the workday and they're wasting a whole lot of time. So we have to avoid telling the CEO we want to bring social media inside the organization. So it is the social networking idea, and then we have to focus on operational improvement, you know, as opposed to little softer measures like, you know, sharing and posting updates and those sorts of things.
So in other words, you're coming into a company and you're showing them a way to make social media, social networking pay for that business.
Exactly.
Right. We're going to come back in a few moments, but first we're going to let you know that we're going to talk about something that John told me about when we met. It's called information evaporation, and in addition to a few other things. Stay with us. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We'll be back right after this. Are you a CEO, business owner, or entrepreneur who's achieved outstanding success, or do you know someone who has? Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF. The Playmakers Talk Show is all about leaders who have made it happen in their field or business. We're looking for these high-achieving playmakers as guests on our Playmakers Talk Show. Who are the high-achieving playmakers that you'd like to nominate? Right now, go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and tell us who's the most outstanding playmaker you know.
I'm Corey Mencken with the ASPCA, asking you to join our No Pet Store Puppies campaign and take our pledge not to buy anything at pet stores or on websites that sell puppies. Chances are that the cute puppy in the window or on the internet came from a puppy mill, a large-scale commercial breeding operation where dogs are housed in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions without adequate veterinary care, food, water, or socialization. Help the ASPCA end puppy mill cruelty by taking our pledge at NoPetStorePuppies.com.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners, if 2013 will be your breakout year, listen closely, because the tools necessary for this year's success are available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Our clients are achieving outstanding success results throughout their sales, leadership, and staff teams by using proven methods to help their people not only retain new information, but also give them the tools necessary to implement new skills immediately. They're doing this through leadership results, quantum leap sales, coaching for improved performance, outrageous customer service, and effective time management. Additional success is just around the corner. So if high-result people development is in your organizational plans for you to move to the next level, go right now to pdcchange.com. That's pdcchange.com. And let us know when we can help move you toward your best year ever in 2013.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back. Again, I'm Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We've been talking about social media, actually social networking. The last thing I asked John Lee, who is CEO of Digital Growth Strategy, was information evaporation, a term he used when we were speaking a few weeks ago. John, what did you mean by that?
Well, Steve, the thing to understand is that, you know, every employee, just about every employee, learns something on the job every day. And the vast majority of that information is in employees' heads. And so there's really no effective way for organizations today to extract that information to the benefit of the organization.
In other words, they're losing information on a daily basis.
They're losing it at 5 o'clock every day. A majority of that information evaporates. It goes up and out and over the edge. There was an article maybe about a month or so ago in the Morning News, and you know, talking about some of JCPenney's problems, and one of them was identified as the fact that they've laid off so many senior executives with so much knowledge about the operations of that company that, you know, they can never get that information back. And now, you know, they're kind of scrambling. They're bringing in new people. They're trying to figure out, you know, what to do. And they've lost all the veterans and they've lost all that knowledge. And, you know, that sort of activity happens, you know, from the smallest mom and pop shop, you know, to the biggest, you know, Fortune 100 company, as people are learning every day. And the organization has to figure out a way to extract even a small percentage of that information into some sort of an enterprise system that is searchable. You know, just thinking about the internet today, all that information would then be tagged with specific keywords. And then anybody from the organization can then log on to the system, search by keyword, and all of a sudden they have a vast trove of information they wouldn't have had access to before.
So until we can come up with that little machine that goes over our heads that can extract everything in our head about that organization, there's a need for a social networking strategy to keep pulling this information in to keep the company growing.
Right, exactly. And, you know, a lot of people today have intranets. And so, you know, we get a lot of people that say, well, we have an intranet and that captures all of our documents and it has all of our important information. And the problem with most intranets is, first of all, there's no context. So you don't really know, you know, this particular version is here, but how was it revised? Why was it revised? Is it the right version? And then most intranets are not collaborative. So there's no sharing tools within those intranets. So, you know, there's either the opportunity to deploy a social intranet, and there are lots of platforms like that today, or there are tools that can apply or snap on to an existing intranet that make it social. So, you know, whether you want to start from scratch or whether you want to take a look at what you currently have and try to make that work, there are a number of options that you can do either.
We talked earlier about the fact that knowledge workers spend 30% of their day looking for information. Because I was going to ask you, isn't this going to take some time on their part? But 30% is, what, 2 to 3 hours a day, and half that time they don't come up with anything at all.
Right.
So the time they're putting into the strategy you're talking about, it will take time, but it provides a tremendous amount of additional information for them and that company.
Right, exactly. And as we talked about a moment ago with the food service community, you know, there's a similar issue here that needs to be addressed. Let's say, you know, you're an expert that I'm trying to get information from and you have what I need. Well, you might not be particularly interested in sharing with me. And so the organization has to come up with some way to incentivize you in order to participate. And so you're really seeing some interesting things right now that are happening with gaming. And people are bringing gaming theory inside the organization. So if you, for instance, you know, you might be motivated by being known as an expert. So for every answer that you give, I can rate that answer. And everybody else in the organization can see how credible you are based on the ratings other people have given you. And you may be motivated by the fact that, you know, you have 5 stars on your profile. And that may do it for you. Other people might want to play golf. And so for every answer that they give that gets a thumbs up, they get 10 points, for instance. And as soon as they get 1,000 points, they get a round of golf. So the idea is understanding now what motivates your employees. Naturally, you can't have hundreds of incentives. You need to come up with some half a dozen or so buckets that everything can fit nicely into. But it does get back to that idea of behavior change. People are set in their ways. People are comfortable. People have their routines down. And now you want them to change. And, you know, the big aha here is people aren't necessarily resistant to change, but they are resistant to being changed. And so you have to give them a reason to do that.
Very distinct difference. So you're going in and using a lot of psychology. When you go into a company, what do?
Well, we really, you know, we sit down, and similar even with external social media, we understand, you know, what's the pain point? What is it that are keeping these people awake at night? You know, what are their 2 or 3 biggest problems that, you know, if they could solve any problem they're dealing with, what would it be? And so really understanding what those pain points are, understanding what those objectives are in the case of a franchise system, it may be, you know, disseminating new promotional material more effectively. It might be doing better online training. You know, in other cases, it might be better collaboration or project management among dispersed teams. So it's really kind of sitting down, understanding what the business problem is, defining the use cases, who's going to be using this system. Let's take a look at their typical day. How do they now go about their work? And then how can we change that? So it's really kind of laying out, again, that strategic plan that kind of leads us to the right solution. The mistake, as we talked about earlier, is starting with that technology first. And I'm sure a lot of people out there, a lot of your listeners are getting calls from technology vendors all the time. And unless they've clearly defined what that business problem is, there's a risk that they could be picking the wrong platform, and that's obviously a problem.
So the companies you're going into generally have the technology in place. What you're doing is going in and helping you use that technology in a strategic way to improve their business.
Yeah, they might. They don't really have the technology in place. Again, they might have an intranet. You know, they might be doing a little bit of, you know, they might have Salesforce.com or something like that. So they might have some pieces of the technology in place, but they might not have the right platform, or they might not have all of those pieces that are integrated, right? I may be searching for something and that might be in a different system, and this intranet can't pull from that system. So it's really making sure that all of those pieces are talking to one another. And as we mentioned, it might be bringing in some tools that work with what they already have, or it might just be starting over and bringing in a new platform that can either be based in the cloud that people can just go log on to a URL and get started, or with their security concerns, we can deploy that system inside their firewall so that it makes it a little bit more secure.
Now, you, I'm going to switch gears here just a little bit, because your background is rather unique, because you've lived in four different countries. Is that correct?
Yes, I have. Actually, by the time I was 10 years old.
Now, did that knowledge base that you gain from different cultures help you in what you're doing right now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, my father was a foreign correspondent for the New York Times, and so we moved all over the place, you know, when we were young. And so, yeah, he always encouraged us to appreciate different cultures, to read as much as we could, to read as many different types of things as we could. And so that's always kind of been in the back of my mind as I've evolved my career into looking for opportunities to appreciate new ways of doing things, appreciate different opinions, different points of view, and then bringing all of those together in order to move forward.
We talked earlier about offline about conscious capital. How does that come into play with what you do, and how do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, when we start thinking about these ideas of internal social networking, one of the questions is what type of company is this right for? And quite honestly, it's not right for everybody. You know, there are some companies that don't necessarily want to be open, that don't not necessarily want to kind of lift the curtain and show everybody what's inside, and that's fine. And so there's really an interesting movement that's come out about a year or so ago that was started by John Mackey at Whole Foods called Conscious Capitalism. And the idea of conscious capitalism is purpose beyond profit. And so everybody certainly wants to make a dollar, but there are companies out there that are now focused on more. So a company like a Whole Foods or Patagonia, Toms of Maine, Method, Container Store, you know, they're really focused on giving their employees a great place to work, work-life balance. The packaging of their products is using less material than it was before. They're trying to do the right thing regarding the environment. And so it's those sorts of companies, you know, that are altruistic, that are focused on giving back, that it seems that this sort of internal social networking idea makes sense. Because if you think about, you know, conscious capitalism, it's a wonderful theory. I think my question is, how do you operationalize it? How do you now take it down to the field level and give employees and give stakeholders and other constituents the tools that they can then walk the talk? And so by giving them these tools that allow them to collaborate, to share, to post updates and status, those sorts of things, I think, you know, those sorts of, you know, social networking tools work great for these companies that are really focused on giving back and doing more.
So John Lee with Digital Growth Strategy is all about social networking strategy. And John, how do they get a hold of you?
You can visit the website at digitalgrowthstrategies.com. Call me directly at 214 214- 888-668-2391, or you can just shoot me an email at jlee@digitalgrowthstrategies.com.
John, thank you very much. At this point, we're going to bring Carla Weiland back on, with CEO of Camp Summit. And let me ask both of you, you are CEOs of your respective companies. What advice would you have for our listeners, entrepreneurs, business owners, to help them improve your business?
I would say make sure you have a passion for what you're doing. Enjoy what you're doing every day. Enjoy going in to work, wherever that may be. And really understand what your outcome is to grow that business and your part in making that business grow.
In other words, you really need to enjoy what you're doing.
You do. Absolutely.
John, how about
you?
Yeah,
you need to enjoy what you're doing. Absolutely. And especially, you know, as social networking has evolved. I mean, what gets me so excited about it is that there is always something new. It's evolving into interesting ways. I've always been, you know, fascinated by learning, by understanding, you know, how things are evolving. And so I'm very, very excited about what I'm doing, about how it evolves. And there's always a challenge and always something new to think about every day. And that's what makes it exciting for me.
My guess is when you walk into companies, you spend the entire time there doing nothing but asking questions.
Yeah, sure, sure. And, you know, when I started the company in 2008, the first couple of years were just talking to people. You know, social media was still kind of new. People weren't exactly sure how it applied to them. And so it was a lot of talking. And now I'm doing the same thing as we've evolved to internal social networking. Nobody has told me that they don't like the idea. It's just something new that most people haven't thought about before. And so that's there is a lot of talking.
So it takes the right people, the right company, the right time to implement what you're doing.
Yes, exactly.
Two great guests today. We've had Carla Weiland. She is the CEO of Camp Summit, and you can get a hold of Camp Summit at campsummittx.com. Especially April 22nd is their golf tournament at Bear Creek at the airport. So go to campsummittx.org to find out more information about that. And John Lee, who is CEO of Digital Growth Strategy, and you can get a hold of John at digitalgrowthstrategy.com. My name is Steve Klein. Thank you once again for listening to Playmakers Talk Show. You can get this show and every other show as a podcast on playmakerstalkshow.com. Join us again next week for Playmakers Talk Show. Are you a CEO, business owner, or entrepreneur who's achieved outstanding success, or do you know someone who has? Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF. The Playmakers Talk Show is all about leaders who have made it happen in their field or business. We're looking for these high-achieving playmakers as guests on our Playmakers Talk Show. Who are the high-achieving playmakers that you'd like to nominate? Right now, go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and tell us who's the most outstanding playmaker you know.
I'm Corey Mencken with the ASPCA, asking you to join our No Pet Store Puppies campaign and take our pledge not to buy anything at pet stores or on websites that sell puppies. Chances are that the cute puppy in the window or on the internet came from a puppy mill, a large-scale commercial breeding operation where dogs are housed in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions without adequate veterinary care, food, water, or socialization. Help the ASPCA end puppy mill cruelty by taking our pledge at NoPetStorePuppies.com.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
Attention golfers! Keep the date of April 22nd open. Camp Summit, a non-for-profit sleepaway camp for children and adults with special needs, is looking for golfers for their 19th annual benefit golf tournament, April 22nd at Bear Creek at DFW Airport. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program in Argyle, Texas, which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. There are no other camps in our region and only a handful of camps in the U.S. that offer a camping program comparable accessible to Camp Summit. The program is unique because campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, and the program has no upper age limit for adult campers. But Camp Summit needs your help. Again, the 19th Annual Benefit Golf Tournament is April 22nd at the Bear Creek Golf Club. All of the proceeds directly benefit the camping program and the remarkable campers of Camp Summit. So go right now to campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org.
KLIF Dallas and KSCS-FM HD2 Fort Worth.
This is News and Information, 570 KLIF.
Bought a new car recently? Chances are you've got something on your car radio you didn't know about. It's called HD radio.
What does that mean to you?
It means you can now listen to KLIF News and Information in crystal clear FM. Just tune to our sister station, 96.3 KSCS. On that HD radio, click up one spot to 96.3 FM, HD2. And there we are. Clear. News and Information.
News and Information, 570 AM.
And 96.3 FM, HD2.
KLIF.
Dallas.
And KSCS FM, HD2, Fort Worth.
Cumulus Station.